AQA, you asked us. Hi AQA, I'm finding it difficult to demonstrate how students can effectively explain, comment on, and analyse a writer's use of structure. Can you give any guidance? This is a GCSE English language question. The key word here is interest. Ask students what is interesting in the way that the text has been put together and the way it flows. Structure is a sequential and cohesive development. Students might identify traits like shifts in time or movement in thought, for example, from the past to the future. Here are eight other typical examples of structure as sequential and cohesive development. Zooming in from something big to something much smaller or vice versa. A sudden or gradual introduction of new characters at significant points. Moving from inside to the wider outside world or vice versa. Combining external actions with internal thoughts. Switching between different points of view. Developing and reiterating, focusing on a point of view by expanding and repeating it. Circular structure, returning at the end to what happened at the beginning. And positioning of key sentences and their impact on the whole. So, back to the question. How to demonstrate explaining, commenting on, and analysing a writer's use of structure? As a starting point, ask students to identify structural features of a text, such as sequential markers, coordinating conjunctions and subordinate conjunctions, or other grammar like conditional phrases, if or then. Examiners also look for simpler words that indicate a focus on structure. For example, at the start, in the middle, at this point, later, and at the end. However, simply identifying these structural devices isn't enough. Commenting on the impact of the structural feature is where marks will be gained. One of the key messages from the exam feedback has been to make sure students don't overcomplicate the question. All they have to do is consider where, what, why. They are considering how reading about something at a specific point adds to their understanding of the whole text. Use this key teaching point across all levels of ability. Remember, the question demands identification of structural features and analysis of how and why those features have been used by the writer. The use of subject terminology is judged in the way it enhances the points made. The Chief Examiner's report is found on our secured login area, and this gives very clear guidance on this question, especially in relation to the use of subject terminology in student responses. We've identified teacher resources to help you further and collected the links. Go to aqa.org.uk/asked-english. Our further insights guide on how structure is assessed gives an in-depth look at structure in Paper 1, Question 3. Annotated student responses for Paper 1, Question 3 are also found in our sample assessment material, Set 4. And finally, our examiner's report offers a breakdown of how students approached structure. Once again, that's aqa.org.uk/asked-english. We hope this has been useful. We'll be back next time with more of your questions. AQA, you asked us.